It's well known that climate change is causing polar ice to melt, which in turn is causing sea levels to rise. But other things also cause polar ice to melt, such as volcanoes.
Right, Don. Wait, what? What do volcanoes have to do with polar ice?
A lot, Yael, when they're located in a polar region. For example, scientists have discovered an active volcano buried beneath a mile of ice in Antarctica. And when it erupts, it will obviously cause a lot of ice to melt. All that newly liquefied water could cause the ice above it to slide faster than normal towards the sea.
I notice you said could.
Right. It's really hard to study what's going on beneath the ice sheets. So scientists actually know relatively little about what happens when ice beneath the sheets melts. There's some evidence that it can act as a lubricant and speed ice sheets along, but it's not clear how regularly that happens or exactly how it works.
Okay, but still, the fact that there's an active volcano beneath an Antarctic ice sheet is pretty cool. Is it supposed to erupt anytime soon?
It depends on what you mean by soon. In geological time, thousands of years is considered a blip. In any case, the volcano is active, so it will probably erupt at some point.
And when it does, hopefully we'll learn more about how polar volcanoes affect ice melt and sea level.
Right. Meanwhile, it's worth noting that when it comes to those things, climate change is not the only force at play.
This moment of science comes from Indiana University.
There are hundreds more moments of science on our website at amomentofscience.org, where you can also view videos and sign up for podcasts. Once again, our web address, amomentofscience.org. I'm Don Glass.
And I'm Yael Cassander.